biggest conversation. LBC 97.3. Have your say with Duncan Barks. Call 0845 6060 973.
If you care for a ill relative, a disabled relative, you are, in many ways, I believe, an unsung hero. I'm not suggesting that you're looking for praise, but I think we should have a conversation this morning on LBC 97.3 regarding what it's like being a carer. Karen is in Greenwich. Karen, you're on LBC 97.3.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I'm a full-time carer. I've been a fully-fledged, full-time, unpaid person, forgotten person. Sorry, I sound really bitter, but I am. I'm 50 now, quite an intelligent person. I've been caring for my son since he was statemented. He's asked me not to talk about his disabilities. Okay. He said, focus on yourself, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mental health is absolutely appalling, to which last year I ended up in a local hospital in a psychiatric ward. I'm glad I actually went there because I realised that I wasn't as ill as a kick up the bottom, really. But when I went there, I was asked what I did for an occupation. I said I was a full-time carer, and they said, no, you're unemployed. And I said, no, I'm a carer. I get a carer's allowance. I get £200 a month to be a full-time carer. No, you're unemployed. So that went on and on and on. But I feel very angry that people like me, who do it because they're relative, I'm a mother, I've got unconditional love for my son, and it's isolating. I don't have relationships. I don't have relationships with men. Can't go out and socialise. Can't even afford to go out and socialise. And you just think, sorry, I get a bit emotional, I do apologise. You just think, is this it?
Mm.
What is there to look forward to? I'll tell you something that you might probably think it sounds a bit flip. I haven't had a holiday, a break, for 12 years. I haven't been away. Like, a lot of people get a luxury, and I'm not moaning. But I actually thought, maybe I should actually commit a little petty crime so I get 2 weeks away in a prison.
Mm.
And I know that sounds ridiculous, and there'll probably be people going, oh,
no,
my goodness.
No, I think people can understand what you're saying and what you mean by it. Let me ask you a couple of questions,
yes,
if I may.
Yes, please do.
Is it ever feasible, if you want to go out and see a film, in the evening, just to get maybe that 2 or 3 hours break from what you do, yeah?
Mm.
Is that possible at all?
No.
There's no one that you can call
no.
on?
No. No.
So you don't even get that kind of... Because we find this in life, don't we? That occasionally you can be under tremendous pressure. You can be, to use a bit of modern-day parlance, up against it, under the cosh. And occasionally just a couple of hours out kind of just gives you that little breathing space. You're not even getting that.
My son comes with me everywhere I go. The only time I get, if I get up really early and run down the shops quickly, and it's hard work, and I don't want him to think, because I'm sure he can hear me in his bedroom and he can hear me, I don't want him to think, because this thing about burden, he's not the burden,
no.
It's the situation that is the burden.
No, I think people understand that as well. I don't think anyone will be listening to our conversation thinking anything different. I mean, when you say you get a carer's allowance, which is £200 a month.
Yeah, it's just gone up, I can't remember the actual...
Okay, but I mean, in terms of actual physical support, there's nothing at all?
No.
Do you know of any other people who are in a similar situation to you?
No, I don't. And what's happened over the last, sort of, I would say, 5 years, my son and I are becoming more and more insular. I mean, he had his motability car taken away from him. I was his named driver.
Mm-hmm.
It took a whole year for an appeal. And we went to the appeal in January. and they said he couldn't have his Motability car, which was wonderful because I could drive him to places of interest that he really loves and make him happy, you know.
And actually get you out of the house.
Well, yeah, it gets us out of just the mundane stuff, you know. But it's life is difficult for him because of everything that he suffers with, and you know to try and cope at my age at 50. I mean, it's not old, but you know, I know I'm going to be ending up being my mother's carer as well, and she's 81. I know that's going to happen, and I actually welcome it because I just think, well, come one, come all, you know?
Yeah, no, I can see that. I mean, I'm going to ask you a difficult question here, and you made it very clear that you don't consider your son to be a burden.
No.
But you feel, I think it's fair to say that you feel that the situation you're in, you feel burdened by, which are two very different things. Are you resentful at all of the situation you're in, and who do you blame?
I'm extremely resentful, extremely. You'd have to use a bleep constantly if I was allowed to say what I would really like to say. I am very angry with any government that comes in because they have no idea, and it's usually the old boy network. I mean, I did hear someone say, oh, about poor David Cameron, and you know, he's the father of a child with disabilities. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's the father of a child with disabilities, but he has lots of people around him helping.
Well, of course, you're referring to his son Ivan, who passed away, though. So
yes, yeah, I know, and you know, I'm not having a go. But I think
what you're saying is that sometimes that is used as a point to prove that he understands what it's like. Yeah.
Yes, he doesn't understand the situation that I live in and that other people live in. I live on concrete. We had a flood. I don't have house insurance. We've been on concrete for over 2 years now, and I can't afford to buy carpeting for my son. And it's cold on concrete, you know.
So in your house where you live, you don't have any carpet.
No, don't have any.
Just have a concrete floor.
Just concrete floor throughout, and it's very difficult because you can't. I have to think about every penny that I spend. And you know what? I'm 51 in September. My son is 21 in November. And do you know who pays the bills? Who can just about pay the bills? My son. My son shouldn't be out of his disability living allowance. I mean, we can't pay for heating or anything. I pay what I can. I have an agreement with my housing association that I can only pay so much, you know, a week or a month.
And they accept that.
But I will never, ever be able to pay any of the debts I have. I don't have catalogues. I don't have a credit card. I don't have any of those things. I have great creative things about what I wear and stuff like that, but I'm talking about the basics.
No, I understand. I understand. When you said that you went into hospital...
Yeah, psychiatric ward.
The psychiatric ward, because you had, what would it be fair to say? You had a breakdown, you had a wobble. What's the best way of describing it?
Just complete...
meltdown.
Despair and meltdown.
Okay.
And then I was getting texts from my son. My son was texting saying, I'm not with my son's father, but when are you coming home?
Okay.
So it's like I can't even be ill.
No, but when you went into that psychiatric unit, I would have thought that the people would have seen that as, please take this, I can't think of a better way of saying it,
no, just
Karen,
say it.
But well, it, like a cry for help. It was clear that you were not, it was a cry for help, you couldn't cope with the situation, you needed some assistance. So even after that, nothing's been done to help you.
No, nothing's been done.
So what happened? Did they just, like, discharge you and tell you to get on with it?
I had to have a meeting with a whole panel of medics and everything. But actually, to be really, really honest with you, I needed to get out of there because I knew And it made me think, actually, hang on, I can actually cope. But now I know that I have a brilliant doctor, fantastic doctor's practice along from where I live. And since that happened, my doctor has said to me, you need me, you come and see me, and I will help. And he is. He's really helping.
Well, that's good that you've got that support. But what I'm trying to just establish, because I think people listening will want to know the answer, is after you went into that psychiatric unit, there was no... I mean, it didn't trigger anyone kind of like thinking, hang on a second, Karen in Greenwich is struggling here. We need to find a way of supporting her. You got no help.
No, absolutely not.
So the one thing, and I've got to end the conversation because the news is coming on, but the one thing that could be done just to make your life that little bit easier as a carer, Karen, what would it be? Would it just be, and you mentioned the motability
proper,
car for your son, would it be getting that back? What would it be?
A proper wage so I can be like everybody else and get a proper wage. That's all I want. Every carer needs to be paid because if that's how much we're saving... Mm.
It's an amazing amount of money, £119 billion a year. I mean, you can't even really comprehend it.
Well, I'm working 24/7, and I'm getting up 3-4 times in the night to see if my son is still alive.
Okay. Listen, it's been a difficult conversation, but thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
It's Karen in Greenwich.
LBC 97.3.